At DFW Airport, Dallas Cowboys mascot Rowdy and some of the team's cheerleaders welcomed the 13 members of the site selection committee.
Welcome to Dallas!
This is the final scheduled visit. They've already checked out the competitors in Cleveland, Kansas City, and Denver. Committee Chair Enid Mickelson says her team will again be looking at how easily delegates could travel from where they're staying to events. And they'll be checking out Big D's enthusiasm for playing host.
Does the community really want to do this? It's something that's tough for our community to put on. It's expensive, it's time-consuming, it's a big investment. I mean, this is our chance to reintroduce people to the Republican Party and introduce them to our nominee.
Because the Stars or Mavericks would need the American Airlines Center in June if they make the playoffs, Dallas can only host the convention in July. Mickelson may have heard the sigh of relief when she said that isn't an issue.
Any arena that has a resident home team, whether it's the NBA or the Hockey League, has the exact same issue. What we're really looking for is our best option, whether it's in June or in July.
Mickelson says Dallas is also not at a disadvantage because Denver has the experience of recently hosting a national convention, the one in 2008 that nominated Democrat Barack Obama. Committee members will get a closer look at the American Airlines Center tomorrow. That's where they'd hold their convention. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.